So I'm really talked out. The stuff I'm posting on my blog, on my website, the blog, I'll put the link below this audio later tonight, maybe. But the stuff I'm posting on my blog pretty much takes you to the next level. You won't hear it in church, that's for sure. I don't know why. I don't really understand why. I do understand why. Because really, think about it. You know, the pastor goes to seminary, gets his base doctrine, then he gets in a church, and the cares of this life kick in because he's supposed to stay in the Word, but he's got all the cares of the church and family and kids and everything going on. Because the church is a business, you know. And so that business, takes up all your time, and then you got wife and kids. When does he have time to meditate on the truth and go deeper, you know? I think there might be a difference between a preacher and somebody who just wants the truth no matter what it costs, you know? There's a difference. Somebody who wants the truth no matter what it costs. I want to know the truth. And one of the posts I posted on my blog, I tell AI what I'm thinking, and I say, please try to explain it to people that it's understandable, and throw some verses in there that support it. Because I've studied the Word so much, that's the way I think, you know. And so, what was the post I posted today? Yesterday, I was talking about how the people that came before you, the seed, you're of the offspring of the people that came before you that the Bible was talking about, and the people that come after you in the tribulation and revelation the Bible's talking about. So the Bible is written about them that came before you and those that come after you. Apostle Paul, Old Testament. So actually, you're in the Bible too. You're in there too, Revelation 2 and 3. You're in the Bible. Not only are you in the Bible is in you. Because the Bible, if you take it down to its root, is the flesh versus the spirit. The mind of the flesh or the mind of Christ. So you've got a battle within the flesh versus the spirit all the time, right? So the only way you're going to win is take up your cross. And you see Jesus went to the cross, took up his cross. You see the sacrificial redemptive system everywhere you look. The seed falls off the plant, goes in the ground, has to crack open to have new life. If you live after the flesh, you die. If you live after the spirit, you live. And so the sacrificial redemptive story of the cross is playing out in all the Bible stories that you saw. And it's also playing out in your daily life. So it's just like the never-ending story movie. That's what you're in. But it's about Christ. The story is about Jesus. And it's about you in Christ. Christ in you. You're in Christ. Christ in God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. So it's God in you. You're in Christ. Christ is in God. And Jesus is God. So you have the mind of Christ if you just want to exercise it. But the revelations that you receive, it builds one upon another, you know. These revelations, you have to really cut the noise off, the music, the TV and all that stuff. And you really have to meditate on the truth because it builds, it's like a building. You get more truth and more truth and more truth and more truth before you know it. You're a different person. You look at life differently. Took a year and a half off of rideshare, and I was able to see some stuff that kind of blows my mind that I didn't see before. I was like, why didn't I see that before? Because it's being revealed. And if you're so busy with the cares of this life, you'll never see some of it unless somebody teaches it to you and you really think about it. Because even if you teach somebody, they can't see it unless they really want to digest it themselves. The reason we hear Reader's Digest, the reason it's called Reader's Digest, because you digest the truth, the words. And so just like you digest food and it becomes a part of you, you have to digest the Bible and make it become a part of you. You can't just flippantly read it. You have to digest it. It has to become a part of you. It has to play out in life, your day-to-day living activity. So, yeah, that's all. It's explained on my post, on the blog post. And the story of the cross is playing out day by day. I just listened to Colossians 1 and 2. You know, Colossians talks about the blood twice, how important the blood is. You've been bought with a price, the precious blood. You've been cleansed white as snow by the precious blood. You can't be cleansed unless you go through the blood. You're not cleansed if you haven't gone through the blood of Jesus by faith. That's how you get cleansed. Lord, I claim the blood, you know. If you deny the blood, you really can't believe the Bible. And if you don't believe the Bible, you're not a Christian. I had a family member once. She said, I don't listen to Paul. Well, what are you talking about? That's the church. That's what the Methodist Church and the Baptist Church, they're based on the Bible. And you go to a Methodist and you don't believe Apostle Paul? What are you smoking? So they just reveal themselves. If you take away from the Scripture, you have nothing. If you don't believe the Bible is the complete Word of God, why are you on my channel? Why have people followed me all these years? Why did they want to be my friend? They didn't really want to be my friend. They want to try to indoctrinate me into Gnosticism, esoteric, witchcraft, whatever. They were not my friend. If you reject the Bible, I don't have nothing to do with you. And if you reject the blood of Jesus, I really don't have it. Because it says, don't be unequally yoked together with the unbelievers. I don't know what Jesus you worship. I don't know what Jesus you pick, but if it's a bloodless cross, and if it's a partial Bible, it's a different religion than what I've heard about. And Christianity is not even a religion. If you really are a Gnostic, do you not know it goes back to Genesis 3? Hath God said, if you eat of this tree, the knowledge, you can only get knowledge in Christ. And if you read Colossians 1 and 2, you'll see that chapters 1, 2, and I think that's where it's at. You'll see that all wisdom's in Christ, in Jesus. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you ain't got no wisdom. You ain't got no truth. You ain't got jack, really. All you've got is a bunch of pride and ego and the world's program, and you're running on a program, and you'll never escape it. You'll never escape Neo until you run to Jesus. Because Jesus is the one, and he holds it all together. By him all things consist. He's before all things, and by him all things consist. That means he holds it all together. If you're before something, you're leading it, right? You were there beforehand. Before Abraham was, I am, he said. Well, how can you be before Abraham and you're standing right here after Abraham? Because he's the firstborn among many brethren, Jesus, the image of the Godhead bodily. So if anybody's denying the blood, denying the Bible, they're the Antichrist. They're actually satanic worship. They're worshiping Satan. Because if it ain't the gospel, let them be accursed. Let them be accursed. And I hate to tell you that, but you're cursed already by rejecting Jesus, rejecting the word, rejecting the blood of his cross. You know, you're cursed. And you wonder what happened. You've been wondering why things have been happening bad. Because you're cursed. Because you reject the truth.